This is your WRJN Daily News Roundup for 99.9 FM and 1400 AM in Racine and 98.1 FM in Kenosha.
From the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom, I'm Stuart J. Waddles with a quick news update. One person is dead and a child is in the hospital after a house fire in the village of Raymond yesterday. Firefighters from several departments blocked off 108th Street in the Franksville area while they put out the flames. Racine County investigators are trying to figure out what caused that fire. Mandela Barnes is launching a political comeback. He officially entered the 2026 race for Wisconsin governor this morning. Barnes lost a U.S. Senate race to Ron Johnson in 2022, even as Tony Evers won re-election as governor the same year. A recent poll gave Barnes an early edge over other Democrats. NAMI Racine County has a new executive director. Carrie McGoey will lead efforts going forward. In her role, she'll support people living with mental illness in the area. A statement says her goal is to meet the rising demand for local mental health services. People in Kenosha will gather for a vigil this week to remember siblings Riley, Connor, and Elena Kanan, who died in a Thanksgiving night apartment fire. Fundraisers are helping cover funeral costs and supporting the family. The cause into that fire is still under investigation. Racine Alder Malik Frazier is heading back to Army Reserve officer training, but he says he'll keep serving the 1st District while he's away. People can learn more about his service and coverage on the RacineCountyEye.com website today. Wilmot Mountain plans to open for the ski and snowboard season this Friday. The resort says at least 7 trails for all levels will be ready. And a major donation is helping Caledonia police respond faster when someone goes into cardiac arrest. A $23,000 gift from SC Johnson paid for 8 new defibrillators, putting an AED in every patrol squad. Police say the equipment should improve their chances of saving lives on medical calls. And that's news on WRJN. I'm Stuart J. Waddles. News at the top and bottom of the hour, or anytime at WRJN.com.
The Wizards stun the Bucks. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with Sports NBA. The Bucks losing to the worst team in basketball last night, 129-126 in Washington. This despite the fact that Giannis and Kevin Porter Jr. both played in the game, although Scoot, as they call him, had to exit with a back spasm after leading the team with 30 points.
Tying up on an offensive rebound, about 5 minutes left, and I tried to play through it a little bit, but then I tried again on an offensive rebound and just caught it.
Head coach Doc Rivers.
I didn't think we played right most of the night, personally. They had 18 more shots than us.
The Bucks have now lost 8 of their last 9. College hoops tonight, Marquette hosts Valparaiso. The Golden Eagles have lost 3 of their last 4. They're at .500 right now with 4 wins and 4 losses. NFL, the Packers getting ready to host the first place Chicago Bears on Sunday. The team confirming the defensive tackle Devontae Wyatt suffered a fractured ankle against Detroit, ending his season. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
Partly cloudy today. We'll get to 26 for a high this afternoon. The wind out of the west to southwest at 5 to 15. Tonight, cloudy with some light snow after midnight, our low 17. Tomorrow, cloudy with light snow, less than an inch. Our high tomorrow, 32. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable.
That's your WRJN Daily News Roundup from Civic Media. Subscribe to this podcast on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you find your podcasts. Find more news at WRJN.com.